Family members of some of those who died on the 11th of September gathered on Capitol Hill yesterday for a rally in support of an independent commission to investigate the events surrounding the terrorist attacks. The families, also some members of the Congress, say an independent search is the only way the government is going to be able to answer all the questions. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
As Washington rallies go, this was a small one, but the 100 or so people who gathered on Capitol Hill are the sort who command attention. They were wives, husbands, children, mothers, fathers, and other relatives of those who died on September 11th. Many carried pictures of their loved ones. It was exactly 9 months since the terrorist attacks. Four groups of survivor families commemorated the day by pushing for the formation of a national independent commission to study the events surrounding the attacks and to make recommendations on how to prevent and respond to future attacks. Mindy Kleinberg, whose husband Alan died in the World Trade Center attack, says it is neither un-American nor partisan to ask for an independent investigation.
We need to investigate not only the FBI and CIA, but all the agencies, the FAA, the INS, the NSA, NORAD, Port Authority. All the agencies whose collective failures became the tragedy that is now known as September 11th.
Support for an independent commission has grown in recent weeks, with new revelations about what the FBI, the CIA, and other government agencies knew before September 11th. President Bush opposes the creation of an independent commission and has pledged cooperation with the joint investigation being conducted in closed session by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. Multiple investigations, the president says, would be a distraction for government agencies occupied with the war on terrorism. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman is the sponsor of a bill in the Senate to set up an independent 14-member panel of experts outside of the government to evaluate facts related to the September 11th attacks. He cites as precedent an independent commission impaneled by President Roosevelt 10 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Lieberman says that commission didn't detract from the war effort, and this one won't either.
This commission's not going to be a distraction. I'd put it another way. Without the truth that this commission will reveal, those who are fighting the war on terrorism will not be able to win it, and we won't be able to protect the security of the American people.
Another voice of support yesterday was that of Bob Minetti, whose son Rick died on Pan Am 103 when it exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland. He and other families received answers to their questions because of a presidential commission and the persistence of about 900 family members of those who died. He said the Pan Am 103 experience should send a message to Washington.
And you've seen what we've done in the past 13 years by staying in your face. Now, the September 11th disaster cost almost 3,000 lives. So they probably left about 10,000 family members. How will you stonewall 10,000 people?
Lieberman says he doesn't have enough support to pass his bill and asked the families and the public to lobby the White House. He was joined on stage by several Senate and House members, mostly from the Northeast, including New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Torricelli. Torricelli told the rally that he supports President Bush's plan to reorganize government to protect homeland security.
But the truth is, there's not a member of Congress, not a person in this government, who's in a position to make recommendations about who should get more funding and who should get less, what should be reorganized, what should remain the same. No one can change the government. No one can make recommendations because nobody knows what failed and why.
Torricelli pointed out that there were independent commissions appointed by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, by Lyndon Johnson to investigate the Kennedy assassination, by Ronald Reagan after the Challenger disaster. He said he's confident there will eventually be a national September 11th commission as well. In his words, history demands it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.